Homily 65, Saints Paul and Peter. Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? We commemorate this morning of the seventh Friday after Easter with readings about Saint Paul and Saint Peter, two pillars of the church who had denied Christ but were transformed by their encounters with the risen Christ. Therefore, both understood themselves, the church and the cosmos, in the light of the crucified and risen Christ. So this morning, let us pray to deepen our crucifixion and resurrection world view. Many, many years ago, around this time, I was ordained and said my first Mass. My sister asked me recently if I had ever had any regrets about becoming a priest. No. I have never looked back, and I lived through the turbulent mid-60s and early 70s. What a great grace and joy it is to be a priest. This morning's first reading centers on St. Paul, his difficulties with the Jewish and Roman authorities, because the crucified and risen Christ was his Lord, not the Jewish law, not Caesar. Paul, a man who, as this reading says, viewed his own life as of no importance, as long as he could bear witness to what he calls the gospel, the good news. Notice what Paul says in Romans 1. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures regarding his son, who as to his earthly life was a descendant of David, and who through the Spirit of holiness was appointed the Son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead. Jesus Christ our Lord. Notice, this is the gospel. It's not justification by faith. It's not works. It is the crucified and risen Lord. The only time in my life that I have been profoundly moved by relics is when I approached and prayed at Paul's tomb in the Church of Paul in Chains outside of the walls of Rome. Our faith is incarnational, rooted in Christ, the seed of the new creation. Today's gospel from John centers on another resurrection appearance of Jesus to his disciples. The rich, homey details found in John contradict those who speak of John's gospel as the most spiritual gospel. It isn't. The disciples initially fail to recognize Jesus, a feature of most of the resurrection appearances. The beloved disciple's quick faith prompts him to confess it is the Lord. Impetuous Peter jumps in the water so that he can be with Jesus sooner than the others. And what does he find? Jesus on the beach, cooking a meal of bread and fish. Again, a monotonous menu. He's cooking a meal of bread and fish over a charcoal fire. This evokes the fire at which Peter warned himself when he denied his Lord three times. 2 points. Notice how Jesus does not scold or castigate Peter for his cowardly denial, or the other disciples for their spineless abandonment of Jesus during his passion and death. Julian of Norwich, the great Beguine mystic, wrote, "We do not fall in the sight of God. We do not stand in our own sight." Peter's rehabilitation and commissioning is fraught with loving irony. A threefold, "Do you love me more than these, Peter?" And Peter more than uncomfortably confesses, "You know that I do." And Jesus commissions him, feed my lambs. The under-shepherd to be the chief shepherd mentioned in 1 Peter 5, and evoking the good shepherd willing to lay down his life for his sheep. Jesus also tells Peter, in essence, mind your own business, follow me, and never mind what's going to happen to the beloved disciple. However, you will suffer in this following. The Jesuit general who was credited with rebuilding the Jesuits after their suppression, Johannes Rotan, he cautioned Jesuits against contemplating the resurrection too much because it would make them lax. Well, I certainly disagree with our former general. Living the mysticism of everyday life means experiencing the cross and the resurrection in our daily humdrum lives of aging, illness, the decline of vocations, the secularization of our institutions, the attacks on the church, and the brokenness of our own culture in general. Let us call upon God the Father, better yet, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God who raised Jesus from the dead, to instill in us a resurrection faith courage, which flows from the risen Christ's spirit of Pentecost to renew the face of the earth.